Romans 8:31-8:39. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, then who can be against us? He who does not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, and more than that, who was raised to life, is all the right hand of God, and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things, we are to be more conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor devils, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
My name is Bennett Guggenmoss, and I'm a senior at Oakton High School. I've been going to Flora since fourth or fifth grade, and I'm also the most recent Eagle Scout out of Troop 51, which is one of the troops chartered here at Flores. Mike came to me a while ago, and he asked me if I wanted to speak. And when he did, I thought to myself, this is an opportunity to get a crowd of hundreds of people to listen to whatever I have to say for a couple minutes. So I'll take this offer. And so our topic was faith during COVID, and it seemed really daunting to me at first. Like, what could I say that someone smarter than me hasn't already said better than me? But it got me thinking about my personal experiences with COVID. How many of you, by a raise of hand, went to your junior prom? Oh, well, we didn't. I'm getting my first chance to go to a prom next weekend. And while Abby and I were talking about the sermon, she mentioned that she didn't get to do any theater performances her junior year, which is a big part of her school, or a big part of what she's adjoined about high school. And I swim, and so for those of you who know Oakton swim team, we get pretty excited at meets, we do a lot of activities, we get pretty loud at the meets, but last year, we sat socially distanced in the stands, and then we got called up for an event. We went, we swam it, and then we sat back down. It was really boring compared to previous years. High school is a social time, and I missed out on a lot of things. Sometimes I think about like not even getting to go out with my friends to eat some days. And my brother, who's a freshman this year, didn't even have a full year of middle school, and that's when I made a lot of the friends that I have today. And my point with all this is COVID's taken a lot from me and from everyone else, but I also think it's given me some things. Number one is the gift of time to think. I've had a lot more time of quietly sitting to myself, you know, perhaps a bit too much, but the quiet time has given me a lot of time to reflect on who I am and who I am becoming. I had to spend time thinking about what I wanted to do after high school, what college I wanted to go to, and what I wanted to study, and how I wanted to use my time once COVID ended. These questions, I mean, they're all common for seniors to be thinking about. It's not unique to me. But it was interesting because I've noticed back when we started going back in person, my friends would be like, oh, I'm applying to this school. And I'd think, oh, maybe I'll look at this school, maybe I'll put it in an application. But during this time when I was by myself, I was really able to think about who I wanted to become without the influence of others. And beyond just sitting around and thinking, it gave me an appreciation for others. I'm an introvert, and so leading the big group project that is an Eagle project, which mine was actually the two picnic tables out there, you can check out after the service, can seem daunting, and perhaps I should have rewritten this now that I see my scoutmaster here. But it was so daunting to me that I think it's part of the reason I put it off for quite a few years. But when the day came, many years after I got life, seeing all the boys come together for the Eagle Project and hanging out, smiling, talking, and interacting with each other was really rewarding. It made me realize something. We take people for granted. Even if you thought you don't prefer to be with others, you like relaxing at home, having it all ripped away made it apparent just how much we appreciate being with other people. What I'm trying to say with all this is COVID has taken, but it's also given. As the scripture said, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor any height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." I believe that God has used COVID as an opportunity to show that he will never be away from us, and that despite the negatives, positives can be found. Forcing us to have time away from rush reminds me of the times when Jesus would go up on the mountains and be alone with God, away from the people, something that he did quite frequently. I think COVID has given me a great gift, the mentality that when something bad happens, I can think to myself, what might God be trying to give me or show me through these hard times? Through COVID, I learned two things. One, take time and slow down and think about what's right for me. Two, you can't just sit by yourself and expect to be ready for life. You need other people to help you with that. Now, I think if an 18-year-old kid can see that, I think you guys can all see something in some of your hardships. There will be other times in life when we go through hard things. Some of you have been through sickness. Maybe you lost a loved one. Perhaps you have struggled with your kids, or you have had to start over in your life in some way. When we are going through hard things, I want to remember that God is with us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors through Christ who first loved us. We can slow down and think about what we have lost, but we also should consider how God is at work even in the worst of times. This is what Paul is trying to say to us in this passage. We can perhaps discover how a bad situation helped you grow or gave you new opportunities and experience. I believe you, like me, will be able to find out how, even through bad times, God has stuck with you and made you a conqueror. Thank you.
My name is Abby Hall, and I'm a senior at Herndon High School, and I've been a member of Flourish since the fifth grade, which means that I caught the tail end of Kid Nation and have since gone up through Crossroads and am now a part of our high school group, Bright Life. And that is how I am here. A couple months ago, Mike Fee, our student ministries director, approached me with the opportunity to speak in front of the congregation, and I jumped on it. I was so excited. Until I realized that I actually had to come up with what I'd be saying. And then there was a hesitation or two. Bennett told you that our prompt was faith in the pandemic, what we had learned, how we've changed, our challenges, and our successes. And as I was brainstorming, I realized that during quarantine, my view of my faith had changed. Not my beliefs or my actions, just the way I understood all of it. I teach at Sunday school downstairs, and I have been for quite some time, and I love it. I love my kids, and I love being able to watch them grow up as both young people and as Christians, and knowing that I had a part in it, no matter how small, is an incredible feeling. But just like regular school, it's easy for us to get caught up in all of the things we're supposed to know. As both a teacher here and a student at high school, I found that it's not uncommon for me, myself, to focus in on the information. I like information. I'm a STEM girl. Science has my heart. But sometimes my quest for knowledge makes me lose sight of everything else. And that's how I viewed faith, too. You can read the Bible alone in your room, cover to cover, and you'll know what it says. You can memorize the stories, you can understand the parables, and you can call that faith. And before COVID, that was me. I did that. I knew who Moses was. I knew that Jesus died for our sins. I believed in God. Check, check, check. I had all of this information, and I had a relationship with God, but that was it. At least I thought that was it, because in my mind, that's all anyone needed to do. I didn't really need to participate in small groups, bright life, the retreats, all of that, that was just for fun. In my mind, faith was something that I could do on my own, and I thought that I was doing it on my own, and because of that, it worked. Now, like Bennett, I am also an introvert. I don't like group projects. I don't like small group discussions. No, my hand wasn't in the air. No, I would not like to share with the class. Thank you very much. I'm fine working on my own and keeping my thoughts to myself as I learn. But all of a sudden, the pandemic came, and just like all of us, many of you, I found myself at home by myself a lot, and this time not of my own accord. And I will admit that my attendance here wavered a little bit. Online was all right, but I found as each Sunday came and went, it just became easier and easier to be alone, to be by myself. But that didn't really matter because I didn't need anybody else to be strong in my faith. I had information. I knew that God loved me and I loved God. And that was enough because that's all it is, right? As I've come to find out, and I'm still finding out every day, there's more to faith than information. Knowledge and understanding only gets you so far. It's just not the same as seeing and putting it in action. Church and our faith in Christ is about the people and the experience. My kids that I teach downstairs in Kid Nation mean the world to me. And because I've been teaching for so long, I've been able to watch them grow up. My kids that I teach this year in third and fourth grade were my first kids I had when they were in preschool. I've gotten sets of siblings and I've gotten to know parents. And these kids from all different families and backgrounds and schools get to know each other too. I've seen kids go from complete strangers to best friends in 1 year of Kid Nation, and it's one of my favorite parts because it's not unlike the rest of life. I think everybody has lost at least a little bit of this part of life over the past 2 years. Because of this separation, our relationships with those around us have suffered. And what surprised me as I reminisced about quarantine was that as my relationship suffered, so did my faith. I was learning a similar lesson in school at the same time. Almost all of my junior year was online, and it sucked. It was draining, it was mind-numbing, and it doesn't work. It turns out that it's actually really helpful to have people in school with you, to learn with you. Alone, I could never focus on what I needed to be focusing on because all I could think about was if this were a normal year, I would be out with my friends right now. Now, did I fail all of my classes? No. But school is not something we're meant to do alone. School is a place to make friends and to make memories alongside of your studies. School, like church, is an experience that we help each other enjoy. It's not just about getting information, it's about the relationships. Now here's the good news. Even during a pandemic, we are never truly alone. Verse 37 through 39 that we heard talks about how nothing can separate us from the love of God. This is true, I know that, I believe that, and I am sure at least some of you out there do too. But while we know that nothing can separate us, the quality of our relationship with God in some ways depends on our relationships with each other. Just like in school, without our peers and our friends, we don't always focus on what we should. Without our earthly relationships, we don't always focus on our relationship with God. Now, all of this took me quite some time to be able to put into words. This did not just, flow out of me, unfortunately. I don't think I realized how much I was hurting until I actually came back out and started to see people again. Earlier this year, Bright Life, our high school group, we had our fall retreat, which was one of the first big events since closing our doors. While on this retreat, we broke into small groups quite a bit, and one of these times, we were out hiking, and we got paired up with randomly with other kids on the retreat. and we were given questions to answer and discuss. And one of these times I was paired up with someone who is a member of the church, but over the past few years, doubts and questions about their own faith and about God had come up, and at one point they flat out asked me, why, after all of these years, do I continue to make church and God a priority? I only had one answer, the people. It was my kids downstairs, not only learning the lesson they're supposed to, but having so much fun. It was Bright Life and Monday Night Small Group and the retreats where I have met some of my best friends and made some of my favorite memories. And then it's you all, it's church, it's hearing the congregation sing songs, praising God. It is the relationships that come out of faith. Because knowing the Bible only means so much when you have no one to talk to about it. Talking with others draws me deeper in my faith and it becomes more real. I see how to live it out. Next year, I'm going to college in another state with all new people. And unfortunately, I will not be able to make it home every Sunday for church here at Floris. And when I am home, I will no longer be a part of Bright Life. I will have the very scary job of finding a new church to attend, and the even scarier job of finding my place within that church. But life in the pandemic has taught me something important. Without these new relationships, are vital to my faith, to my place in this world as a person, but most importantly as a Christian. And this time apart from you all has taught me that. And so I encourage you all to go out and to start to build those relationships. Reconnect with each other in the church. And if you already have relationships, great, foster them, strengthen them, maintain them. They won't do it itself. Maybe pre-pandemic you had a small group you were part of and it got shut down. Most, if not all of them, are back up and running. But either way, find yourself a group. Help out with Grace Ministries. Maybe think about going on the next mission trip. Or just find a friend, and then after church, go out for lunch and talk about the sermon. Make your relationships with your fellow congregation a priority, even if it's just a little bit more than what you have been doing. I mean, there's a reason why every Sunday we are asked to turn and greet our neighbors. This whole faith thing is not something we are meant to do alone.